This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Well, that was that's a damn good little show to start off with. A lot of exposition in the first episode, so a little bit slow moving, but I think it kind of had to be there. So now you kind of know everything, and we can get rolling into the crazy. We know the setup. You have to. It's a time travel movie to catch yourself, but from when? I'm sure you'll love this. And your love of time travel movies.
It's just dumb.
You have to know that Disney's going to do you right.
Yeah, I know, man. But, like, I highly doubt they explain the first Loki time travel situation. Like, that's my problem with people doing time travel, because they always write it to where they get into a chicken and egg situation. And, like, because they always want to keep both entities alive, right? Or, you know, there's like some bullshit like, don't come within 6 yards of yourself. You may fuck up the timeline. Nah, man, just go drop your old fucking, like, what if you kill your old self? Are you in a loop? Oh, no, we're on branches now. Like, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I want to see a time travel movie where someone, like, goes back in time and offs, like, themselves. And then write me that. Like, I want you to explain that chicken and egg, like, right there. Just, we see a scene where just some dude's like, it's you. And he's like, barrel of gun, boom. And then pan to arm, guy's face. Yes, it's me. Same fucking dude. Explain the goddamn situation from right there. Why did we get to this?
Have you watched Looper?
Yeah. But Looper is two different people chasing them fucking selves. Like, it's not the same dude going back through fucking time to, like, change something because one variant, right? That's the cool word we're going to use now, decided to, like, it's just it's so dumb. Like, even Looper puts himself in a fucking egg. Like, at least they go, hey, we fucking killed it, so the future just doesn't happen. All right, but they like to paint all these different ways that, like, the future works out. So what I'm saying is, like, I want to see someone who fucking really likes time travel make one where he goes back and actually, like, offs the very first version of himself before he even gets to the, hey, I gotta go get time travel to solve the problem I made for my fucking self. Like, I want to see why he does that, to probably to go, you know why? Because I don't want a fucking chicken and egg situation. I don't want time travel me B to go, oh man, I don't like being a bad guy, and then come hunt my fucking self down. So I should probably go back and kill myself now before I even think of time travel, because I'm on my own goddamn timeline. Like, or am I in a loop? Shit, yeah, we don't know. Like, fuck.
Well, yeah, you know.
Like, I hope this one is more of just, like, they've done this 1,000 times, right? Because, like, it has to happen. So, like, my question now becomes, do these people in the infinite timeline, is there just, like, sections of this place that go, okay, well, when the Loki comes in, we know what to do and how it's all, like, you know,
because it's already happened before?
Yes!
Something like that?
Yes!
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he had to have gotten in somehow, so what Loki are they chasing?
This situation has had to have happened, and he had to go, like he's done right now, this is the ultimate power, or realize that the shit he's doing and like the good entity is really the fucking bad thing and he needs to break it. And now he's like, they're trying to, well, what's the one thing that can get him? His own self. Right? Like,
right.
It's just dumb. I mean, it's going to be a fun show to watch. Like, don't get me wrong. But when we hit the last episode of this, like, I really, really wonder what either dumb thing they're going to just like fucking ignore and all of us are going to go. So we're just
not going to talk about that.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Or do they actually come up with something interesting for this? You know, like, not just, hey, you got to go back and get choked out, but by the way, like, everybody gets brought back. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. It's so annoying. Because then you could even get like, well, maybe it's the Loki that came back from, like, the snap and all that shit, and he remembered this, like, fucking sequence of events. I don't fucking know, right? But it's just time travel opens up too many dumb question mark doors that you can literally,
you don't want to have to follow.
Yeah, you could either go down it or you have to really go, well, that was a bunch of shit written all over that door that everyone knows, but we now have to ignore it because we chose to go this way. So that shit's just like some null and void crap that we're just going to pretend doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, I think the only one that got it right is like that fucking snake movie. Like, you basically just have to switch sex, go back in time, fuck yourself, become a baby, and kill yourself. Like, that's the only way time travel truly works. what if that is the trade-off of, like, time travel? Like, right? Like, everybody thinks you just time travel and, you know, mom and dad made you or whatever, but really you're just, like, some fucking weird version of yourself that had to, like, transmorph into, like, a chick or something and, like, live in the fucking 80s and marry your own dad who's really yourself that time traveled the fuck back in time just to bang each other to, like, make you to repeat this fucking sequence of events in the long term. Good night, everyone. Enjoy time travel.
It's even worse that is actually a plot of a movie that we've watched. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our react for this first episode of Loki. Glorious Purpose was the title.
Tom, I like how they kind of like they make fun of it, but also at the same time, like, they establish that you may be right. You're onto something more bigger and powerful than the little world, you know, that you were in. I truly thought this was going to be a little bit more of like I knew time travel was going to be a thing, but I thought it was more of like a quantum leap. Kind of like, let's just go catch the rogue bad guy of the week. But then when they were like, it's you, I went, we already put ourselves in a loop in episode one.
Right. I was expecting it to be, I was expecting what's the initials?
Oh, DB Cooper.
DB Cooper. I was expecting that to be just one of the episodes, but it was just something that we were seeing a flashback of something he had already done in the past on Earth. So that was a little bit of a letdown because I was kind of thinking it was going that way when you saw the trailer. So, yeah, I'm now it's like, I don't know.
What if it was just like a bunch of flashbacks of like old mischievous shit like Loki did? Right. That would have been a great show in itself. But
right.
Like, I don't know. I almost feel Loki helps himself in this show now. Because the multiverse gets broken and now we have like why Wanda's hearing her fake kids that were now real and shit like that. Like, I'm almost positive the multiverse is getting broke in this.
Well, I kind of hope this season. I kind of hope this whole show is a way to bring, if this Loki is indeed different than the Loki who traveled through the prime timeline, that he's able to dump himself back into the prime timeline after his death. So he's not gone from the MCU like he was in Endgame. That would be kind of cool if this is all a way to get him back in and it's to tell a cool story. Because I think they made it, I have not latched on to all of their ideas of time travel, nor have they explained them yet. So the timeline is still out there, but he's on a branch, but they brought him out of the timeline completely to the TVA, so he's there, and they're about to snip it. Like, apparently, like, when they set that charge, everything in that timeline dies. Like, it's gone. Like, it goes away. So he was going to be killed because the right one was back somewhere. I don't know. So, because he picked the Tesseract, everything messed up, and because he traveled, because that was it. So he didn't time travel the Tesseract. They were just like, oh, you were supposed to have done that, and snatched him out. And then it was funny they addressed it, though, because they were saying, like, he time traveled and messed her. He did something out of his, you know, what he was supposed to do, and they came and got him right away. And, like, the entire time that happened, I was like, why did nobody drop in on the Avengers, like, going and doing time travel and fucking shit up for a while, too? And they're like, but then you got to the judge, and she was like, no, they were supposed to do that. I'm like, okay. So the rules are there are no rules.
The rules are, like, the people, the power at B, right? Like, this is where we get into a whole God creation complex of... Mm-hmm. Like, Loki has been yanked out of the, you know, fucking curtain and is like, oh, there's something that, quote unquote, is predetermining how my life should be or giving me enough bandwidth within an area to keep me in a certain percentage of an area to go. Like, I mean, if that's the case, like, when you know that, like, you go, well, then I just don't give a fuck about nothing. Because if it's all predetermined, then I'm meant to just stop right now and not care. You know, like, it's dumb. It's so dumb. It's so fucking dumb, man. Like,
it's the best when you get
why time travel in the last, basically since you and I started doing this podcast, like, I know we actively said, let's pick time travel one time. Right. And that was cool because we knew what the fuck we were getting into. Like, I expected to be infuriated at some points with some of the films and shit, and others I'd go, didn't fucking expect that. That's a pretty different take on it. But ever since then, it feels like everybody at some point has had to go, the only way I can progress things or explain shit now is to go back in time.
Right.
Right. And
it's just all been since we started.
Yeah.
Since we started.
Yeah.
Ever since we did that, like, five episodes of time travel
stuff
for the podcast, it's all been time travel.
The world fucking stiffed it out. They were like,
oh, he doesn't like that?
Let's give him all that. Corey gets fired up with that shit, dude. Let's keep that going.
Right. Anyways, thanks everybody for watching. Like, subscribe, all that shit. Let us know what you think episode 2 is going to be like. Maybe write that in the comments below. See what your expectations for the season are.
Yeah, man.
And
explain your time hopefully travel less, to me.
Yeah, explain time travel to Corey in the comments.
Ease my burden.
Right. Help the poor man. He can't, like, give me some
good ideas that I'll go, yeah, I actually hope that does happen. Now I'm on board.
Right. Anyway, so thanks, everybody, and we'll catch you guys next week.
See you guys.